Former State Representative Craig Redmond joins us. He is now the director of the Missouri Division of Energy. And you've been in this position for a while. Craig, what attracted you to it to start with?
Well, I mean, I've always been interested in energy. Several of the bills, actually the very first bill that I passed as a legislature, was the hydroelectric bill, where we had discovered some new turbines that actually would fit out in smaller rivers and create energy. So we passed a bill saying that the county commissioners could set the tax rate on all that equipment, making it more viable for those things to be put into place and create more energy. So I've always kind of had an interest in it. And if you think about it, energy's in everything. And, you know, you can't do anything without flipping the light switch on or plugging in the computer. And if we can make that more accessible and affordable and reliable for the citizens of Missouri, what a great thing to do. So, I mean, it just had a lot of pluses on it. And the governor's staff was nice enough to put me in this position, and I'm going to make the most of it. So it's fun, and we're going to work hard.
What all have you been up to since you've been in this position? Because, like you said, there's a learning curve that goes with it, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's just like getting in the legislature. It's like drinking from a fire hose. But, well, one, I have 37 staff people that I deal with, so I've got to learn who they are and what they do. And, you know, I like to get to know the people I work with, so spent some time doing that. I've spent some time at some national training conferences, working a lot on electric vehicles and charging stations and stuff. This energy loan program that we talked about just a little bit before we got on air, I'm trying to get all the principals and people that could take advantage of it informed about it. So the list is long, putting in a lot of hours, but you know, when you like what you're doing, it's not like it's really work. So, and our division is actually located under DNR now. So Carol Comer is actually my boss, and she's just great to work with. Our philosophies line up great about energy and how we need to promote it. So it's been a great transition for me.
So, Craig, how can the Division of Energy help municipalities across the state?
Well, glad you asked that question, Bob. We actually send out energy auditors, and they could say they come into the courthouse, older courthouses, or energy is changing so fast that they could come into any facility and say, okay, you have standard old light fixtures. If you'll replace those with LED fixtures, you're going to save $1,000 a month. And they say, well, it's going to cost us $25,000. I said, okay, we're going to approve that. We will loan you that $25,000, and you'll make a payment with that $1,000 savings until that loan's paid off. And once that loan's paid off, then you just pocket that money and use it for other things that you need. So that's one real small example of how the loan program gets used. But there's all kinds of applications. We can even come into small hospitals, non-for-profits, colleges. There's a lot of people that can take advantage of it. And we're actually working at getting more money put into that fund so that we can make bigger and better loans. So, like I said, Bob, it's exciting. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to learn, but I'm trying my best.
Do you miss your days in the legislature at all?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, I love being a legislator. I like helping people. That was instilled in me by my parents. So I miss those days. I miss my colleagues and all that. But, you know, I've always been one of those people that has had the ability to move on to that next challenge. And this is a great thing to get to move on to. I can still help the state out. I still get to work with a lot of amazing people. And, so it's been it's been a good transition and an easy transition.
And do you see yourself being in this long term, or what are you thinking for the future?
Well, my wife says that I have to work, so I'm hoping that they keep me on. But I hope that you know, I'll stay as long as they'll have me. Who knows what the future brings? You know, that horizon out there. I've never been much of one to back down from a challenge, so. if there's a different challenge, we'll evaluate that when it comes. But, you know, for right now, I'm just tickled to be where I'm at, and I'll stay here as long as I can feel like I'm making a difference and helping the people in Missouri.
All right, I'll give you an opportunity now to pat your boss on the back, and Director Comer, we've heard and we've interviewed her before, and people in municipalities, too, have a lot of good things to say about her and the whole approach the DNR is taking now.
She's a good, common-sense person. You know, she looked at serving the constituents first, and I love that approach. And she's got the, you know, like I told you, her philosophies about energy and mine align really well. So it's been easy, but Carol's been very supportive. Good person to work for, and can't say enough good stuff about her.
All right, Craig Redmond, the director of the Missouri Division of Energy, he's joined us today on Regional Radio.